Hi, my name is Iradukunda Jean Delacroix. I'm a student at East African University College of Kigali. I'm going to introduce gatekeeping theory to you. Gatekeeping theory explains how information is filtered, selected, or excluded before reaching the audience. Gatekeepers, such as editors, producers, and journalists, decide what content is disseminated based on various factors like organizational policies, audience preferences, and ideological influences. Key idea: not all available information is transmitted. Only a portion passes through gates to the public. For example, in Rwanda, a news outlet may choose to publish stories that promote government initiatives like sustainable agriculture while ignoring dissenting opinions of these policies. Origin of the gatekeeping theory. Proponent: Kurt Lewins in 1943. Time and place: initially developed during the World War II in the United States. Context: Lewin introduced the concept to study decision-making process in food supply chains and later applied it to the media. David Manning White in 1950s. Some of the key assumptions: selective of nature of information flow. Only selected messages passes through the media gates while others are filtered out. Gatekeepers hold significant power. Decision makers have control over what content is included or excluded. Audience need influence selection. Content is often tailored to the perceived interest of the audience. Ideology shapes decision. Organizational or personal ideologies impact the choices of stories and framing. Example: in Kenya, political biases of media house influence gatekeeping decisions, such as the prominence given to specific politicians during election campaigns. Practical application evidence. Media coverage of election. In Kenya, during the 2022 election, media houses prioritized coverage of leading candidates like William Ruto and Raila Odinga, while providing airtime to lesser known candidates. COVID-19 pandemic. Rwanda media largely focused on government measures to curb the virus, but provided limited coverage of citizen grievances, such as economic hardship caused by lockdown. Implication on media practitioners. Content responsibility. Media practitioners must recognize their role in shaping public opinion and ensure fair and balanced reporting. Ethical considerations. Gatekeepers must avoid personal or organizational biases that could distort the truth. Pressure to balance. Practitioners face the challenge of balancing organizational goals, example profits, with ethical journalism. Role in democracy. Practitioners are critical in ensuring that all voices, especially marginalized ones, are represented. For example, journalists covering East African Court of Justice ruling across borders trade disputes must provide a balanced view to educate and inform public effectively. Some of the critics of gatekeeping theory. Strength. Explain media influence. Highlights how media shapes public perceptions by controlling the flow of information. Relevance in modern media. Applies to both traditional and digital media, especially in content moderation on social platforms. Framework for analysis. Provide a structure for examining decision-making in media organizations. Weakness. Overemphasis on gatekeepers' power. Ignores the audience's role in interpreting and reacting to media content. Lack of flexibility in digital era. Social media platforms like Twitter allow users to bypass traditional gatekeepers, reducing centralized control of information. Examples. Strength. During the 1994 genocide against Tutsis, gatekeeping decisions in Western media controlled the international awareness of the crisis, demonstrating the power of selective reporting. Weakness: the Hustler Nation movement in Kenya used social media to bypass traditional gatekeepers, showing how media digital tools disrupt traditional gatekeeping.